You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
No Filter Friday, where you can call in and talk about anything you want, and we find out a little bit about you. You find out a little bit about us. Hi, Kay. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
It's a great Friday, I'll tell you that. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Well, I think I'll probably be going to visit a friend in Castle Rock.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay, good.
There's good stuff down there. What's on your mind? What made you call us? I have to know.
Man, because, you know, 2020 was so reckless for a lot of us, but I was truly blessed. I moved here in November from Illinois. And today, actually, I'm getting my own place because I answered an ad coming here and I was staying with a roommate. So I'm happy about that. And it's a positive thing in my life right now.
I moved
here because my grandbaby came here. She's only a year and a half. And she came with my daughter and her boyfriend, and he got a really good job out here. And I needed to kind of bond because, you know, 2020, we were kind of locked up for a little bit back in Illinois, and I couldn't spend any quality time with her. So,
Now you're going to get a bunch of quality time, it sounds like.
Yes, I love it. I'm going to sign a year lease, so I'm going to be officially a resident today.
You like it here? Is Colorado all right for you?
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. Every day I wake up and I smile because I just see mountains.
Isn't that great? I'm a native. I've been here for 41 years, and I like your enthusiasm because I think just being here my whole life, you kind of just, it becomes wallpaper, you know, the mountains and the scenery, and you are a nice reminder just to enjoy where we live because it is a beautiful state.
Yeah.
Just take it all in, soak it in, because, you know, Illinois doesn't have mountains like this.
No, they don't.
Well, I was going to ask you, what was the thing, like, if people came to visit you in the land of Lincoln, what did you take them to do?
Well, I lived in a really small town, so I would probably take them to Chicago because there's more things to do there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but let's go back to your small town. If you were going to entertain them in your small town, what would you do? Like go down to the Tasty Freeze and hang out? Is something
is there
like that?
Like a hog plant or something?
We had this thing, this ice cream place called Whitey's, and it's the best ice cream that I've ever tasted in my life. I'm like 45, so I've tasted a lot of ice cream, and they have the best ice cream.
Yeah,
Whitey's ice cream.
What was your go-to flavor?
Ooh,
come on, we're foodies.
Probably their Turtle Crunch.
You're a Turtle Crunch.
Yeah.
Was it made with real turtles?
That's the crunch. It's the shell.
It's the shell. Yeah.
Okay. We got to move on. Awesome. You are absolutely delightful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for choosing the Dom and Jeremy show when you moved here, okay?
Hey, I've been listening to you guys for a couple weeks, man. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
I think our listeners are. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks. You too. Thank you.
Bye, Kay.
Bye-bye.
What a nice woman. Yes.
Now I got to go get me some of that Whitey's ice cream.
Yeah, sounds good.
My to-do list. Good morning, Megan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. Hey there, Megan. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to talk about weekend plans, but I just had to say that listening to Kay's conversation, just remove Illinois, replace Iowa, and that's also basically my same story.
You're from
Iowa?
There
are so many Iowans in Colorado. I mean, a lot.
There is.
And I know there's so many natives here that hate people who move in, but...
Not
like
people
said,
from Iowa. My wife's whole side of the family is out in Iowa, so I'm very familiar with the trek across I-80 and going out there to see the family. And we actually considered moving out there at one point just to enjoy the slower life, you know, coming from here.
Mm-hmm. That's 100% accurate. I feel like we have great people there. Cost of living's awesome, but there's things in Colorado for views and activities and things to do that you can't get there.
And so we thought about future with our kids and stuff. There's just more opportunities here for things. So,
yeah,
but I gotta know in your town in Iowa, tell me what were big weekend plans in that town? Shucking corn or what?
Well, basically in the summertime, you'd have to if you're going to eat it. But Whitey's ice cream is a real thing in the Midwest. I didn't know they had that in Illinois, by the way. I'm used to in Iowa City. But for us, I grew up in a town of 510 people. And I would say if it wasn't for bonfires, it was probably just plain cards.
Dang. Bonfires or cards? That's hilarious.
That's great.
You are us from a small town.
We never combined the two, though.
What was the name of your small town?
Newhall.
Newhall, I don't know.
Newhall, Iowa.
Do you know where Bennett, Iowa is?
Oh, I've heard of it. I think it's Bennett Durant, right?
It is. That town was so small they had to bring out one single stop sign in the middle of the day. This is where my wife's grandparents live. They brought the stop sign out on a forklift and put it in the middle of the road for like the four kids that got off of school. They ran across. They came back with the forklift, pick up the stop sign, and drove off.
Now that is charming also.
Isn't that great?
Isn't it?
I feel like that's a little bit less fancier than we were. We only had two four-way stops, and that was it in our town.
Oh, my
gosh.
They're great.
They were.
I love that.
Let me ask you, did Newhall have its own high school?
We did not. So many schools in Iowa did have their own, so you'd have 30 people classroom sizes, or I guess grade sizes. But for
so what'd you do in Newhall? Where'd you have to go?
We combined nine towns to make up our school district. So I think I graduated with 100 people, and there was nine cities combined to make our school district.
Wow! Well, kind of. At least it expanded your dating pool, right? So.
I don't know. I'm here in Colorado, so, and my husband's from San Diego, so not so much.
Before we have to run, what is your big old plans for the weekend? What are you doing?
Well, I think since pandemic began, we just doing house projects. So this weekend is building shelves in our garage and a workbench.
You gave me goosebumps. I love doing that kind of stuff. So that sounds good. Good.
Good for you. Well, we are happy that you moved here from Iowa. Megan, thank you for choosing the Dom and Jeremy show on Mix 100.
You guys are amazing. Keep it up. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Be safe.
Bye.
We have the sweetest listeners.
Yep.
Do we have one? Let's make time for one more. Let's squeeze Mike's call in. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Morning, boys. How are you guys? Oh, I shouldn't ask that, right?
No, that's fine.
We're good. We're good. We're great.
Doesn't bother us. What's going on? What are you doing this weekend? Anything cool?
I think the most exciting thing is I think we'll make our weekly visit to our local liquor store here in Arvada.
Got to restock, huh? Sucked everything down.
What's your favorite liquor store up there in the 8000 zone? Where do you go?
It's SWP, Spirits, Wines, and Provisions in Old Town.
Provisions. Old Town Arvada a lot.
What do you got to pick up, Mike? What's on your list?
My wife belongs to a bourbon club, so I have to go get her monthly pickup of bourbon.
Monthly pickup of bourbon.
Right.
Wow, we want to hang out with your wife.
I want to join
that
club.
You all right with that?
Oh, no problem.
All right. That sounds like a blast.
Oh, man, a bourbon club. Sign me up. Do you have a question for us? What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, I've listened for a couple of years now, and you guys get along so well. There's no way in the world that you've never had an argument. And I just want to know, is there anything that you've ever had in your years together that's maybe gotten to you a little bit in terms of was there a problem?
The only incident that I recall where things got a little heated, but it was only for about a day, and then everything blew over and we were back to being good buds again, was when Jeremy caught me with his wife.
I think that was probably the only one.
That was one time, one day.
It's the whole one and done, Mike. You know, it's like you just roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, you guys have probably been together longer than most marriages, so.
Dude, you're right. I've known Dom now for 16 years, and just that one hiccup. That's it, but.
It wasn't even a hiccup.
Thank you.
My wife said it wasn't even that great, so I couldn't be mad. I couldn't be mad at him. I was like, all right.
No, Mike, we're fine.
That
didn't really happen. Have we ever had a fight?
I don't think so.
Here's the thing. I think Jeremy's gotten irritated with me plenty of times, but we never argue. Am I right?
Well, vice versa. So, yeah.
What comes across.
But we're two mature adults, and you just work through it, and
yeah,
we're good.
We irritate each other, but other than that, we don't argue.
Fine.
And I think that is... Let me tell you a little... You want me to pull back the curtain, Mike?
Yeah, please.
Okay. This is the truth, and no radio... You will not find a morning show... for sure in Colorado, that talks openly about everything like we do. Because, like, down the dial, they do this whole thing. You know, they have to, hey, good Friday morning.
And it's all happy talk.
And it's a beautiful sunny day.
Happy.
And here's Celine Dion. And what we do is we kind of tell it like it is. And what's hilarious is that there are teams, let's just say, on the air that we know. And they don't get along at all. And it's funny when we get to hear tape of them doing their shows. And they don't like each other a bit. And yet they have to put on, you know, the happy talk and stuff like that.
Right.
And Jeremy
right.
and I just snicker and laugh because we're like, God, as soon as those mics were off, they were like throwing headphones at each other and pencils.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
that's what I was wondering if it was anything behind the...
What you hear on the air, dude, is what goes on off the air, just with probably a few more cuss words from us because we
plenty of that. Plenty of cursing.
We like to season our language a little bit. But
but the reason that we've been together for so long is just because we get along and it's fine. So this is not work for us. We just come in and just BS, have fun.
We attribute
all of that to listeners because we have the greatest listeners on the planet.
Yeah,
so,
man.
There you go.
Say hi to your wife for us, all right?
Will do.
All right, buddy.